Officials here say the U.S. push for a durable and sustained Gaza ceasefire is continuing undaunted, despite the failure of the French bid to arrange a 48-hour truce for humanitarian relief efforts in the coastal strip. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is taking the lead role in U.S. telephone diplomacy. A spokesman said she had spoken three times in the last 24 hours with both Jordanian Foreign Minister Salah al-Bashir and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed al-Nahyan of the United Arab Emirates, a Gulf state having close contacts with Iran, a key sponsor of Hamas. Meanwhile, President Bush, spending the year-end holidays in Texas, telephoned Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to, among other things, voice concern about humanitarian conditions in Gaza. White House spokesman Gordon Jandro said Mr. Olmert gave a renewed assurance Israel is targeting only Hamas and those affiliated with it.
Prime Minister Olmert assured President Bush that Israel is taking the appropriate steps to avoid civilian casualties. That was something the President asked for an update on. And President Bush got an assurance from Prime Minister Olmert that Israel is, as they have said they are doing, only targeting Hamas and that terrorist organization and people involved with Hamas, and that they are working to minimize any civilian casualties.
Jandro said U.S. efforts are aimed at a durable and lasting ceasefire in Gaza that is respected by Hamas, unlike the previous six-month truce that lapsed earlier this month, and which he said the militant Islamic group had regularly violated with rocket fire into Israel. He said all those concerned want to see an end to the violence as soon as possible, but that the United States does not want to see it start up again in days and weeks with renewed rocket attacks. The United States had avoided calling for an immediate ceasefire until Tuesday, when it joined Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, its partners in the International Quartet on the Middle East, in a statement backing an immediate truce that is fully respected by both sides. In a talk with reporters here, State Department acting spokesman Gordon Duguid said the quartet's wording is crucial.
That formulation is what the quartet has agreed upon. You can't take and divide that sentence. That first sentence of the quartet statement is that they called for an immediate ceasefire that would be fully respected. We believe that both sides should reach a ceasefire as quickly as possible. But that ceasefire can't be one that is called immediately and then immediately violated with rocket attacks by Hamas.
The State Department Wednesday renewed a call on U.S. citizens to avoid all travel to the Gaza Strip and urged those already there to depart immediately. U.S. diplomats and officials working in Israel have been told to avoid travel within a 30-kilometer radius of Gaza. Private Americans are being advised to keep even farther away from the conflict area, given the firing in recent days of longer-range rockets from Gaza. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.